Don't tell me they made love to him.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Who has the only center-hung video board in the NFL?
Cowboys.
That's right.
I didn't know Eric Dampier went out there and hung that thing.
There it is, a center-hung joke.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I took my own two hands and crafted that joke.
On the little ticket.
It sucked.
It was great.
It was nothing ultra
it was great,
premium about
and that's
that.
Why you guys can't handle it.
Yes, Classic BMW brings you the emergency break of the week. This is where we give you three wheels-off candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Well, our engineer Tony will be featured quite prominently here in the emergency break of the week this week. He was, for some reason, around a round table the other night here at the compound. Didn't have a headset on, but was commenting on every call that was being fielded by Donnie and Corby and Mike. And finally, they had had enough of not only him babbling in the background, but talking about menopause, that Corby finally called him out and yelled at him.
Yes, and I snort.
Kimber gone through
what
the
do there? Oh my gosh, I could. I couldn't. I would take.
All right, Kimber, hang on. Kimber, hang on.
Hang on for just a second, Kimber.
Tony, shut the F up. What are you doing over there?
He's doing his own
What the
show.
F are you doing? All Katie, I hear is you. Are you that much of a horn dog that you want to hear an answer about menopause?
Well, that's the age, isn't it? 47?
I don't care about menopause.
You will. You
no,
will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. How old are you, Corby?
He is over there doing his
I'm 49.
Own
show. Dude, I just hear you over there yapping.
I'm sorry. I drank too much Woodford Reserve.
Okay.
I did drink too much Woodford Reserve.
Man. Poor Tony.
You know, Tony's like a great fullback. No matter how much he's getting hammered and pounded, he just plows ahead.
Yeah, straight ahead. He's
nothing not gonna, affects him.
Mm-mm. He's going to keep moving those legs. All right. There's Tony. And here he comes right back again with a bear trap moment. Finally, they let him on the air to talk menopause. And he steps in a bear trap.
So you guys were talking about, like, women have gone through the change. And so I wanted to tell you I have, but it was involuntary.
Whoa. What
All right, hang on. Let's pull him up.
Yeah, pull Tony up.
Oh, ladies and
so
gentlemen.
He can ask any question he wants to ask the TJ. So, Tony, this is your time to shine.
What does involuntary mean?
Hey, it's Troy Hambrick, everybody.
I had cancer.
Oh, way to go, Tony. Jeez, Tony.
Good gosh.
What a pig you are.
That's that bear.
Seriously. What
I
a
love
jerk.
Dancing with the Stars, too.
Tony.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I apologize.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
That is so wrong.
Wow. What a bear
sweetheart.
Trap.
Sweetheart.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry, Tootsie.
Boy, and she snapped that bear trap perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
The way she delivered that
right.
line.
I had cancer.
Cancer.
Oh, man. That brought it to a quick halt. All right, candidate number three. Sometimes here at the compound, you don't get a full night's sleep. I don't think Mike got a very good night's sleep. And he had this moment on the hard line where he forgot what time it was.
We'll have community quick hits coming up here in just a bit.
Well, we'll probably do it now.
Oh, okay.
Since that's the time we do it.
All right, well, let's do it then.
Sponsor?
Johnny Cantrell's Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Twin Peaks.
Sorry. Got stuck on the old clock again.
It's same clock. Same time right now.
Is this E! News?
No, it's still community quick hits time. All right.
Okay, I just lost track of time.
That makes more sense.
The admission by Ryan.
Okay. All right.
And he is candidate number three. So you have Tony and his menopause moment, Tony and his bear trap moment, or Rhines, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly here this morning. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
I'd like to vote for the bear trap for Mr. Dinner with a Darth.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, Jeb, quick campground question for you.
Okay.
You still slamming all the ass.
No. Not doing that. I was never doing that.
Still doing it.
It's already established that you were doing it. But are you still doing it?
Yeah. All right. Hi, sports caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to vote for Tony.
Love you madly, Giorgio.
Which one, bear trap or the first one?
It's got to be bear trap.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Yes, we'll accept the charges.
Today, Coco... Oh, thank you. Thank you, Coco. Thank you. Today, Coco consult true American flag-loving chimpanzee, Ham, for vote. Musers remember Ham, yes?
Ham.
Who's Ham?
Is that a chimp we shot into space?
Ham worked for NASA and rides Atlas rocket to suborbital flight before Mercury astronauts tried. Ham was primate pioneer, and Coco tell Ham what Jake say about space being super gay. And Ham,
Ham must have been very upset.
Ham say he returned from boiling lower heaven to haunt Jake for his insult of space program. Coco and Ham vote for menopause hysterectomy Tony.
Okay. Thank you, Coco.
By the way, Coco called Coast to Coast last week.
Oh, really?
Yes. To talk about Bigfoot, because they're related.
Indeed, yes. Give some insight on that.
Phone call from lower level.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, losers.
Oh, hi. This is terrible already.
No matter how far we get away from the studio, we still have to endure this.
Go ahead.
Well, that's not very nice.
Who you vote for?
I'm going to vote for the second goat, kind of like me and Jack, Mike Liner.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
I'm drinking and driving with some Woodford Reserve involuntarily.
No, nobody does that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I have a very important medical question. Can non-cancer infected women choose not to go through menopause?
Okay, don't refer to it as infested.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal flight, born.
No. Clap for that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Morning, musers.
Morning.
I'd like to vote for Dancing with the Menopausal Star.
Which one, first or second? The bear trap one? Under. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh, gosh. Waited for that. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, Joe, I'd like to vote for Tony's menopausal bear trap and Hooter Brown.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. You figured Tony would win it one way or another, and he does it with the bear trap.
It's been the Tony compound.
It really has.
So you guys were talking about, like, women have gone through the change, and so I wanted to tell you I have, but it was involuntary.
Whoa, what
All right,
mean?
Hang on. Let's pull him up.
Yeah, pull Tony up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So he can ask any question he wants to ask the TJ. So, Tony, this is your time to shine.
What does involuntary mean?
Hey, it's Troy Hambrick, everybody.
I had cancer.
Oh, way to go, Tony. Jeez, Tony.
Good gosh.
What a pig you are.
That's that bear.
Seriously. What
I
a
love
jerk.
Dancing with the Stars too.
Tony.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I apologize.
Dancing with the Stars.
That is so wrong.
Sweetheart, so bad. I had cancer.
Sam, do you have the standings back there?
That is Tony's first win. He is 104 behind Norm. I'm just going to upload this documentary to Pornhub Hitchkiss.
Okay.
Didn't sound like Sam.
That wasn't Sam. That was Cray Tray taking over. Wow, Tony's first win. Tony's never won an e-brake before. That's somewhat surprising.
Tony's never won much of anything before.
All right.